Okay, I'm here with Dr. Rauscher. Hi, Dr. Rauscher. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you.
You know, Dr. Rauscher, you mentioned to me you've been involved for 20 years. What keeps bringing you back? And the Samuel Waxman Foundation, I think, has also been very supportive of what you're doing.
Absolutely. Besides the money, that is, the financial support from my laboratory, Sam is a brilliant guy. He and I have sat down over coffee and discussed new modes of handling breast cancer metastasis in women that have led to really insightful therapies and ways to prevent actually metastasis as well too. We're incredibly excited about it. I come to this every year. I come to the events in New York as well too. I've chaired Sam's scientific advisory board as well too. And so between he and I and some other people, we really have our pulse on what's happening in breast cancer research. And we're going to defeat this, he and I, and a few others.
Where does taking things out of the body, working on them, and then putting them back in the body fit in? Am I making any sense here?
It's absolutely the next wave. Who knew that you could take some white blood cells out of a cancer patient's body, put them in a dish and grow them for a couple weeks, add a gene or two, and infuse those back into the body, and they would home to the tumor and eradicate it. And in so doing, there's no toxicity. They're not going to attack any other tissue, like your hair or your gut or your skin. They're going to make the tumor dissolve. So it's unbelievable.
Where is your work, Adam?
My work is out of the Wistar Institute in Philadelphia. We are a cancer center designated by NCI. I'm deputy director. I've been there 27 years. And for 27 years, I've worked on this problem of why cells decide to leave a primary tumor and go to the brain or the lung or the bone. That's what kills you. If we could keep those cells in the primary tumor, then we can make it a chronic disease.
What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Good news for me is that I know Sam, okay? And between the brain trust that he has assembled, that's supported by this foundation, and our brains, okay? And some support from people like here that help us fund that, now we can eradicate this disease.
Last question, we're involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace, September 21st. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me that people can live without fear of disease, without fear of terrorism, and contribute to humanity, pretty much.
Well stated. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Okay, thank you.